working Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right, so come by Sunday.
Hello, lovely listeners, and Sunday welcome night, to I'm Smashing free. Sundays, Ep 3, I think we're on Ep 3, Series 2, with me, Lucy Pinder.
And me, Beth Granville. And we're joined by one of my favourite people off of the radio. It's the host of the One Show Show.
I like that
podcast.
Caveat you put in it there as well. One of my favourite people. Off the radio. That's sort of not in life,
no,
not
in life,
general,
actually, as well,
just off the radio.
No, you've ruined
and Instagram.
It now.
One of my favourite people off the radio. Others include Jimmy Savile back in the day.
It's John Holmes, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi there. I am on Instagram, actually.
I love you on Instagram.
Right.
I love all
quite
your
recent to it, but
travelling pictures.
Lovely travel pictures.
I do travel pictures, yeah.
So is this because you do some travel journalism?
Yeah, well, journalism is a very loose term. I write travel things, essentially.
That makes you a travel journalist.
I suppose it does. Journalist
Don't
sounds like a
coy.
Qualification, which I do not have. But no, I do, yeah, just because I'm eminently available to do most things. And it cropped up. Someone said, do you want to go around the world and write some travel? And I went,
wow.
Well, let me have a think about that for just a moment. Yes. So I've sort of done it on and off when I can fit it in. So I did get to go. But Instagram's great for that. I didn't even know what Insta... I mean, I knew it existed, but I thought, I can't be arsed with that. And then on a trip about a year ago, I met an influencer, whatever the fuck. And
now you are one.
He said, well, yeah, if one man can influence 12 followers... Then, yes.
I think he can, John.
Then he said, why? And you do photography. You do photography. I said, yeah, I like photography. He said, well, you're on Instagram. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right. So I then posted a picture on Instagram thinking, well, that's great. I've cracked that level of social media. My sister then messaged me going, yeah, you need these things called hashtags. And then explained to
you
me
how
that...
You don't have to, but that gets you more
apparently
followers.
Gets you people looking at it. I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know either, or give a shit.
No, well, I didn't enough. But it's a sort of hard drive for photography.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what I look
think
at it.
It's real. We talk about like the problems with social media, but it is quite nice if you go somewhere pretty and take a nice picture. It's quite nice to go, yeah, I'm going to put that on my Instagram for the world to see.
Because Twitter, right? So I obviously, you know, use Twitter to be funny or something. That's what it's for. But Instagram, I don't do that, right? I'm indifferent me. I use it purely for nice photographs that I think look pretty good. So I don't tend to put anything necessarily...
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
Because one of the funniest things I've ever seen on Instagram was it a sandals resort that you were at?
I was at a sandals resort.
So it's like a couples resort, right?
Yep,
so it's just
correct.
Where people go and
fuck.
Shag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Have sex, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Depends on the kind of relationship you've got. But, so, John, we saw each other.
In sandals, where we were
sitting.
Yeah, that's right. In the jacuzzi.
Shit, I wasn't going to talk about that bit. No, so John was going on this sandals holiday, but his wife couldn't go. So I went, okay. So he said he was going to go on his own. He was like, yeah, it might be a bit weird. And I thought, yeah, that fucking will be. Anyway, and then just John's Instagram story of the bedroom when he got there, which he can describe for us now.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud, showed it to so many people until it expired. So I think you are funny on Instagram, but please describe the room that you stayed in on your own.
Well, because if you're going under the auspices of writing about it, they want to impress you, obviously. This applies to anyone. And so they tend to give you the best room. I'm not complaining about that. So
did
I got,
you have the honeymoon
I got,
suite?
Well, more or less, it was a butler suite,
wow.
right? So this butler and his suite, okay, it was this enormous, it was the size of a department store. I mean, it was huge. And it had a balcony with a pool on it, a pool on the balcony.
Wow.
A plunge pool.
It was beautiful.
It was.
Oh, to be
stunning.
A travel influencer.
Yeah.
I know.
No.
Being in that on your own.
And I was on my own. So
but there were rose petals on the bed.
Yeah, because they assume a couple is turning up.
Yeah, was like there two... good porn there?
Yeah.
I said to him, I went, you could have the poshest, wankiest life tonight, mate, in that.
Every single space of that apartment,
yeah.
I'll be honest, was very romantic for one. throughout my time there.
Please send nudes. Look at my room, for fuck's sake. Somebody please send nudes.
Anyone. In the end, I just had to get the butler to take his tie off. Come on.
Did you get funny look? Was it full of couples?
Oh, it was, yeah. It was. I just had to explain myself
all the time,
constantly. Yeah. And then what? Because I couldn't be bothered to do that anymore, I just sort of hung around the same people. They didn't want me there. I just had to go and stay around the same couples who were trying to have a romantic time. And then,
hilarious.
Here comes that single bloke again. No, we're not up for a threesome. Get out of this
just
bar.
Just like three-wheeling on a sandals holiday.
I love that, though, because I always find being with one other person, like when I was in Bristol recently for a date, and it was like the third time I'd seen this guy.
Yeah.
But like we were doing a whole weekend or whatever, and I'd met this guy in the pub before... He'd got there, the guy that I'm seeing, he hadn't got there yet. So yeah. I meet this guy in the pub because he had a French bulldog and Lucy's obsessed with them. And he was sat on the table across and I'm having a pint, reading my book, and this beautiful little Frenchie with floppy ears was there. So I said, oh, excuse me, mate, this is going to sound really odd. Could I take a little picture to send to my flatmate of this dog?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, of course. He was so nice and the dog was beautiful. And I put it on my Instagram saying, like, picking up Frenchies for Lucy, Tinder pics in Bristol. Anyway, then he realised that it was on Lucy Pinder's Instagram and he went, oh my God, my dog Bruno's on Lucy Pinder's Instagram. And he went, sorry, can I just... And he sent his mates a voice note on WhatsApp going, his name's Dom, he's a lovely guy, we got really pissed together, going, guys, look on Lucy Pinder's Instagram. And they were like, oh my God. Anyway, really fun. So... then when I said, oh yeah, this guy's getting here, and he was like, oh, do you want me to go, because it'll be a bit awkward, and I was like, no, quite the opposite, I mean, stay, like, it's nice, it kind of breaks the ice. And obviously if couples are on a sandals resort,
yeah,
they probably don't want a third wheel.
Well, no, but the thing is, it's nice, it's company. Me and my ex used to live with a mate and it was great, like,
yeah, but not on a couple's holiday. I don't
oh my
I
god
mean,
we could be on this could be a about. business. We could be like, you can pay to have us third wheel on
Spice
your holiday.
That's a great idea. I'm there with you.
Oh my god,
I mean,
that's
good,
it's
isn't it?
Nice. I think somebody joining you, is there anything more monotonous than two people on their own for a whole fucking week not speaking to anyone else? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, I'm married.
I know exactly what you
exactly.
mean.
Exactly. Like, I'd be like, where's that single guy?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
But it's an odd concept, I think, sandals, because everything about it is geared up for shagging, right? I mean, it's never spoken about, but that's what the whole place is for.
Yeah.
It is rose petals on the bed.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a candle lit this and a cocktail that. And
lube
a
on the bedside table.
More or less, there is. Well, there was. I used the lock.
There isn't anymore.
And that butler had his eyes, not just his eyes opened.
But I'm coming away from the mic enough when I laugh like that.
But the Instagram thing, apart from that, I tried not to be funny on Instagram because I wanted to separate. I thought I'd use that for just photography. And a couple of weeks ago, I was in Tuscany. Okay.
Wow.
Famously hilarious place. And I found this beach that was like a lover's beach. I'm just drawn to this stuff now. And people, you stack up rocks, like tiny little cairns around the edge of this little tiny little beach that you have to go through a tunnel in the cliffs to find. And I sort of wandered through, and people were having not that kind of fun, but proper fun. They're in the sea, you know, it was nice. And they were building, you know, like people put padlocks on bridges
in Paris.
To sort of cement their romance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but people build these little cairns, and I took what I thought was quite an arty photograph of one of these little cairns, some of the background out of focus, the actual cairn in question fully in focus, and I posted that telling the story saying lovers come here to this place called Cinque Terre, where they go through the tunnel and they build these cairns as a symbol of their love. And that was, it was a really nice photograph. And then someone just put on there, do they stick those stones together with cum? I thought, I don't know why I'm bothering, to be honest. I don't know why I'm trying to be grown up.
Was it there?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, God. I wish it was. I'm sad to say it wasn't.
It's like you're compiling the best places to go on holiday for peeping Toms.
Yes.
I bracket that under research. Yeah. That's right.
That's a new Lonely Planet spin-off, isn't
it? On your own.
You're a Lonely Planet.
It's
really
Lonely Planet.
Desperately Lonely Planet. At Sandals. Oh, I think that's fucking hilarious.
There we go. We should get Sandals.
I love this idea of being a third wheel as a job.
Yeah.
Well, ask my friend Liam was for years. He lived with me and Al. It was great. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's funny. There's only certain couples I like hanging out with because, you know, single people tend to be more fun. No offense, I think. Just alienate 50% of the listeners. But, you know, there's something about being single and that freedom, and you can just fucking stay out if the mood takes you. Not, I better get back for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like
yeah,
my partner wants to leave, so I probably should leave with them.
Yeah.
I didn't used to do that, but then we're not together anymore.
This is a whole different podcast now, isn't it? This is a sort of relationship counselor.
Don't take relationship advice from me, for fuck's sake. But I don't know. It's fun being single. But there's certain couples that are great fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
And some that just aren't. Would you agree?
Yeah. I don't like hanging out with myself. I think it's awful. Yeah, yeah. Terrible. But back to the subject of your podcast, if we're still on the Sundays one, not the relationship one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking about this when I was coming to do this, because Sundays completely change.
Oh, yes. They're like worlds apart when you're single.
When you're single. Even take it further. When you have kids, I've got two kids, right? Yeah. And they're two little girls. They're 9 and 7. And that Sundays have never been the same since. Yeah. At all. I mean, they are wildly different to how they used to be, because it's all about them now.
You can tell who the professional radio person is here. Like, what a nice segue into what the podcast is actually supposed to be.
John, absolutely.
I'm like, why are we here again? John, that was beautiful. Thank you for being here.
That's what the butler said.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
So your girls are 7 and 9.
Yeah.
So do you get a lie-in on a Sunday
Not really. Well, but I mean, sort of. I mean, the problem is, right, they will come in and go, okay, it's 6:30. Right, time to get up, and then you go,
Timmy
well,
Mallet.
No, I'm gonna have a lie-in, and then they now can fend for themselves, so they'll wander off and do whatever. But I'm then awake, and I can't really go back to sleep again, so I'm just annoyed.
My sister always says this, because her three kids, who are like 16, 11, and 8, she's like, I love it, because they all love a lie-in.
Yeah.
She was like, even when they were little, like when they were babies, they used to wake them up, but she was like, it's great. Like, all my kids like to sleep.
Nice.
Well, they sleep. The thing is, they will absolutely have a lie-in on every school day.
Yeah, but not at the
weekend. But at the weekend, they just get up, and
there's fun shit to do at the weekends when you're 7 and 9.
Well,
you want to get up and get at it.
Yeah, they can get at it downstairs on their own. Frankly, get at it just means I know, we'll make our own breakfast, and look now what we've created. And then you go downstairs and find Armageddon of cereal. in the kitchen. So I spend most of my Sundays clearing that up. That's what I do. But it's a strange change, I think, because it used to be about, I know you've talked about this on the podcast before, but that film watching thing.
Yes.
You know, Sunday is a day you can reserve. And the reason I like Sundays, and still do like them best, is because it's like Christmas Day when you know everyone's doing the same. You know that horrible competitive feeling when you, on a Tuesday afternoon, when you're going, shit, I really should be working.
Yes.
I should be at least pitching something or writing something. And everyone else is wildly more successful and I'm really busy today. On a Sunday, you don't feel like that.
You're right.
I'm not envious of vicars. They can go to work.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like Friday night is the same thing. If you're not going out and that buzz as you're walking through town and it's warm and there's people outside having beers.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what is going on, but Friday night, you know, the radio's telling you should go out and drink. Everybody you see is going out and, drinking and having fun. And, it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And a Sunday is a collective consciousness decision.
There's such comfort
knowing that. Shall we?
It is.
Apart from these poor people that are working on Sundays listening.
Screw those guys.
But it is funny. My mum works shifts, and she's always worked shifts, and there's some sort of people that get a bit like, oh, well, all right, it's not Friday night for us, you know, because the collective consciousness is, it's Friday night, go out. And my mum was like, but she said, I still love that Friday night feeling when I do have it off.
Yeah.
And it still feels like a Friday night. A Sunday in work still feels like a Sunday. It's still different. It's a different vibe.
It is a different vibe. It's like the world slows down a bit, isn't it? And I don't know. I mean, I suppose that comes out of history, doesn't it? In the fact that Sundays were sacrosanct, you know.
Yeah, a day of rest.
A day of rest and all that.
God said, Asda will not open past 5 o'clock on a Sunday. When he said that, we've all stuck to it.
But now it still retains that vibe, even though the world carries on in a busy way in other ways, doesn't it? But it just, I don't know, there's something about it. What colour, I was going to ask you this, what colour is a Sunday?
For me, it'd be purple.
Interesting.
I was going to say white.
No, that's Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah. See, I've got that synesthesia thing, right? You know,
oh,
you know,
wow.
that where you see things
in colour. Do you have that with music?
No, it's only days of the week. So it's really weirdly mild.
Oh, tell us all of them and build us up to Sunday. So tell us Sunday.
Okay,
last.
Okay, fine. Well, I've had this since I was a kid. I didn't even know it was a thing, but now I know it's a thing. Okay, so whenever you say a day at me, I will. It's just a colour. So give me any day.
Tuesday.
Blue.
Monday.
Sort of red.
Wednesday.
Green.
Wait, is Sunday yellow?
No.
Oh, Thursday's yellow.
Thursday isn't yellow. There isn't a yellow. Thursday's a sort of deep, sort of nearly purple.
Okay. Friday is...
darker green than Wednesday.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh, shit, I've got no chance. I thought we were
no
going
idea.
Full red.
No, it's weird, isn't it? Saturday's
white.
Are white.
Oh, I thought Sunday would be white.
Sunday's a deep red.
Really? Nice.
Leading into
simply
a lighter
red
on Monday. I don't know what... And there's no reason for any of this, of course. That's how synesthesia
Dave,
works.
Wow. As the editor, can you put in a bit of Simply Red? A nice little bed under that.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. In fact, can you change the music for every day of the week there? So we want Simply Red on Monday or... you want that for Sunday?
I'd like that for Sunday.
Sunday. So Monday's a different red.
We can have Prince and Deep Purple. Were there two purples?
Yeah, purple. Well, Thursday's a deeper purple, so you can have that.
Deep Purple on Thursday.
Prince. Scritti Politti for Wednesday, because the lead thing was called Green.
Yeah.
Or Green Day.
Or Green Day for Friday, I was going to say. Because
cool.
It's more of a Friday vibe, isn't it?
Basket case vibe
very
on
good.
Friday.
And Barry White, I suppose.
Or John Lennon.
Yeah.
With the white bed.
Wait, so Monday, so Sunday is a
white
deep
album.
Red.
Yeah.
Monday is a
lighter red. Red, really, yeah, if I'm honest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird,
this.
Isn't it?
Have you ever done
it's
this
amazing.
As a feature?
No, not really, no.
For a very good reason. Dave, can you edit all of that out, please?
Well, Dave's got his work cut out adding the music in each bit where we said a band name there in a really fast edit underneath what we were saying. And if he doesn't, he's the worst editor in the world.
He is, and he'll never work again.
There you go. Set him a task there.
Yeah.
So I relax into deep red.
Amazing.
On a Sunday.
Should we wear red on Sundays now?
You don't have to do that. I mean, that's fine.
And if people ask why, no.
John Holmes told us to.
And then that is a weird conversation.
Yeah.
You probably don't
red.
Want to start.
Why are you wearing red?
I'm on my
Handmaid's
Tale.
Yeah. Can I have my periods on Sundays, please? For John Holmes. What?
That's
moving
weird.
On. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, you were ahead of me there. Do edit that bit out as well.
Keep it all.
So Sunday, relaxing day, kids. Do you think it might change again when your kids are sort of, that'll be funny ones, when they're sort of 17 and 19 and they've got hangovers on Sunday mornings and at 6:30 you can be like, hi guys, morning, wake up, get up, then start throwing cereal at them and they'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Payback.
That'll change, right? Because it's a journey with kids, isn't it?
You've made that sound really sweet. No, it's a fucking nightmare. I suppose it does. Yeah, because that's how I was. Whatever, applied my mind to Sundays, but it's what you do with them. Well, I think back now, and it seems so long ago to what I did with the Sunday. And I was trying to think what the typical Sunday would be before children and all that stuff. I don't know. The hangover is true, of course. That's just a standard. You know, we accept that. That just goes without saying.
It's so nice waking up on a Sunday without a hangover.
Oh, it's banging, mate. Absolutely banging.
Feels so smug.
Mm. Yeah, smug. The idea of a Sunday morning, I suppose. The vibe used to be you might have a goal of something you need to do on a Sunday, right? And that might be as simple as go to the pub at lunchtime, or it might be. I don't know, it's always been a day reserved for fixing stuff as well. That's
the DIY.
Thing. But the more you have children, the more stuff gets broken anyway. So that's kind of a perpetual thing that just goes round and round and round of stuff that... Dad, the thing's broken. Dad, can you glue this thing I've smashed a bit? All that stuff goes on the Sunday. So it's kind of reserved for that. I mean,
they're not really old enough yet for you to be ferrying them around all weekend?
No, they're ferrying around tends to happen midweek when they're, you know, various after school clubs and ballet and cubs or whatever it is, and that happens. But at the weekend, I try to reserve Sunday to be with them, because if I am working during the week, and I work on Saturdays as well, so.
Tuesday afternoons, famously.
Tuesday afternoons are my free time. So Sundays I do try to reserve for the kids. So it's like, let's take the dog somewhere. You know, it's all very sort of you know, cliched in terms of being family stuff, but that's
but
the day that happened.
There's reasons why people do that, because it's nice. Yeah. It's nice.
And there's
like
reasons why we do
walk.
What we do yeah. is because
which
our
is
friends
take
with children
and
do. yeah, exactly. Or meth, because I'm skinned for the moment. So that was part of the reason, which we've talked about on this podcast before, why we started this, which was sort of being in a relationship for years and that person was always kind of there and you would sort of reserve it for them.
Yeah.
Not in a, you know, exclusive way. We always do Sundays together like a psycho, but they were there, you know?
Yeah.
So you might do something nice together. But being single, you do have those weird few Sundays where it hits you, where all your friends with kids are definitely doing stuff with their kids. People in relationships are like, let's go to Columbia Road Flower Market.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit! Where's that third wheel job where... I applied for?
Is that where people with relationships go now?
I don't
Columbia
know.
Road well, Flower Market?
Instagram would suggest so.
Do they stick the flowers together with cum?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm going to comment on every post yes. I see of Columbia Road Flower
oh my
Market.
God.
Cumbia Road, more like. Yeah.
Cumbia Road.
We have to go there. Oh, no, we can't go on Sunday because we're going to watch a bunch of boys play football.
Oh, mate, this Sunday. So basically, in an act of astonishing altruism, we're going to support the charity Arts Emergency, which is an amazing charity mm. and, like, genuinely great charity. But
why are we really
the
going?
First
there?
Reason, the first reason we're going, the first reason we're going to this is yeah. our mates were like, oh, they're actors, and they were like, oh, look, I don't suppose you fancy coming to watch a bunch of actors play football next Sunday, do you? And I was like, I'm literally cancelling everything else that was maybe going to happen to come in. I don't like actors or football. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking there, mate. Just going and watching loads of fit guys running around on a Sunday. It'll be, you know, the Diet Coke advert with the...
Yep.
There's so many of us going now, it's going to look like the Diet
Coke
advert.
It's a lot of women, yeah. It's a lot of women going.
I'm so on board with this. I don't want you. Dave, could you play that in the bed of the... Being our slave. So, like, that's Sundays like that, you go, oh, I'm really glad I'm a single child.
Yeah, I do miss going to watch men play football.
You're more than welcome to
Thanks
football.
Very much.
Bring the girls.
When they're 17 and 19.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll probably be going on.
So, yeah, and so we made a point of doing fun stuff,
yeah.
making Sunday nice, going to markets, going out, having a few beers.
But we were both in very long relationships and you do get a little bit lazy. And I think of the stuff that I did on a Sunday when I was in a relationship and it was just like the same old, whereas we kind of make a point to go, right, where haven't we? Let's go down to Columbia Flower Market.
Yeah.
Pick up some of those cum roses. but I think that it's one of those things like all of my friends, because we're kind of all in our 30s, that Sunday, it's so weird when you're first single.
Yeah.
Because you just go, I literally, everyone's doing lovely family yeah. things, walking their dogs. And you just go, oh, you call Beth coined the term, what was it, Suicide Sundays?
Yeah, I didn't coin that. No,
did you not?
Because I just said, when we started talking about this and we were doing stuff, and I started making plans on a Sunday quite a lot, because I was like, that feels fucking weird. And I said to my mate Sean, who was just out of a 6-year relationship, and I said, do you find Sundays, like, can Sundays be weird sometimes? He went, what, Suicide Sundays? No, they're absolutely fine. And I was like, see, it is a thing. It yeah. is a thing.
No, I can totally see that. If you go the other way, so, you know, where I am, it's probably the wrong thing to say, but my children won't listen to this, but I would rather they went away for a Sunday and left me to it.
Yeah.
If I want to go to Columbia Flower Market, I bloody will, frankly.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just go, honestly, and this is a terrible thing, but sometimes when my wife does say, if the kids get invited to a party, right?
You're like, yes,
I am, and I'm not going to that party.
No,
she will take the children to the party, and I'm like, this is the best Sunday I've ever had.
Yeah,
and it's so good.
All my friends with kids say that though. Like, as their kids are getting a little bit older, if they've got a sleepover, and they're always lots of my friends listen to this podcast, and ones with kids and stuff, and they're like, oh my god, yours and Lucy's Sunday sound fucking amazing. They're like, oh, I'm taking my kids to watch rugby, and
yeah.
They of course they love their children, but they're like, no, Sundays are shitting.
No, on Sundays, like, you tend not to love your children. You hate them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're like, that's why school's on a Monday. Yeah. You're like, bye. Had a tip for you now. So yeah, a lot of them are like, oh my God, your surveys sound like dreams.
You know your third wheel scheme, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that is a good idea. But as part of the same family network of this, why can't I rent my children out to you?
We can have the girls.
Right.
Look at Beth's face.
John, do you know what I do like as part of my job? I teach drama to young children.
That's true, yeah, good point.
I don't like being around children at all on a Sunday, unless I'm related to them, even then, like, but...
Yeah, but think about with that altruistic mind that you had a moment ago of definitely just going to watch men play football for charity. You know, could you not rent my children off me for a weekend?
Rent? I pay you.
Yes.
No, wait. No.
You pay us.
No, because you're the one who wants an interesting Sunday, and it would be that. You know, you could take them, you could rent the dog
do
as well if
return?
You want. Well, a
can
a,
we have that sandals room you get given?
Yeah,
we'll swap, see. We'll have the girls. But we're great. Kids love us because we're a bit...
I've worked with kids for years. I teach drama to kids, and they're lush, and I do love kids, but I'm not into doing it in my spare time as well. You know?
Yeah. No. Give me some French bulldogs. I would pay to have people's French bulldogs, maybe not their children.
Yeah. Less of a handful.
Yeah.
Is the the notion of a perfect Sunday? I suppose if you. I don't know whether... I think you've got to split it about a bit. I think it's a case of... because you'll be better at this than I am. So if there was to be a perfect Sunday, right, is it a sort of split into sections? Do you know what I mean? Is there sort of like, that's a morning thing, that's out for lunch, that's an afternoon...
You well, asking our perfect Sunday?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Because
so
I'm envious.
It's so hard because we... Really?
Yeah, this Sunday you're going to watch the boys play football, then we're going for a roast and having a beer. Doing a market in the morning. I got to pop to Brick Lane in the morning. Oh, mate, yeah. I've had loads of banging Sundays, actually.
But that's the thing. That's why I think it's really difficult.
But I can just kind of pin it down. I had a lovely Sunday date, which was lush, in Brick Lane, where I went and met this guy. And I've told the story before on the podcast about I met this guy on the tube.
Yeah.
On a Friday night. And then, it sounds...
He was driving the train.
Actually. Yeah. I caused a pile-up. Yeah. No, he was asleep on the tube. I woke him up. Go back to the... When did I tell that? Emily Burns, Series 1.
Yes.
Yeah. I told the story about how I woke him up, Matt, on the tube. Anyway, he's beautiful and lovely, and it was great. So we had a lovely time Friday night, and we were messaging, going, oh, let's go out again. And... He was away the next week. I was away the following week. Then he was away the week after. London is so fucking... Hi, when can I get you? Yeah, next September 2020. It's just trying to arrange seeing people. So we were like, oh, month, that's a bit shit. And I kind of wanted to know if it was a thing.
Yeah.
So he said, what are you doing now? I was like, oh, I'm in Brick Lane learning some lines, just having a coffee. And he was like, well, do you fancy a coffee now? And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm prepared.
I thought, well, I don't want to wait a month, but I also... don't, and I was like, shit. So I'm like going into Benefit using the makeup, like spraying stuff. And then I went.
I mean, it's a great
woman,
place to
like,
be if you have like a surprise day.
So I went, yeah, fine. Could you give me half an hour for no reason at all? So I go, and in Brick Lane, there was a store. This woman sells only white shirts. And I'm like, right, I'll chuck a white shirt on with these things.
What
so
were
like,
you wearing then?
I just had a t-shirt on that wasn't, I thought I'd prefer to be wearing a white shirt.
Because that's the other thing about Sundays. It's Sunday clothes as well. So
yeah,
that's a thing.
I was wearing your Saturday outfit on a Sunday. So I'm in the back of a van trying on these white shirts, chuck on this white shirt, chuck my sunglasses on, sit there, and he arrives just as I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been sat here for half an hour. It's like a 60-minute makeover. I'm like Claire Sweeney, just being all flustered, pretending I'm not. Anyway, so I'm getting really nervous then, thinking, oh, God, I saw this guy. I met him when I was a little bit drunk on the tube on Friday night. What, this is awful. What the fuck am I doing? And as he starts walking up, I thought, oh, God, no, I absolutely love you. Anyway, we ended up... So we were just going to have a coffee. Then we had food and we had drinks and just stayed. And we just sat on the pavement. There's like live music, sat on the pavement, drinking cans of Red Stripe. Then ended up going all the way down to Bethnal Green to all these little bars and stayed at my house.
Yes.
And
that white
that
shirt
was a
paid
pretty,
dividends,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. Best investment I've ever made. £8 that was. And that was a pretty perfect Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
That's
lush.
The thing, though. This is the thing with Sunday. It has the potential to just for you to do nothing and for you to just chill or to go and have like an amazing day or like there's so much potential. Yeah. Like we've had some amazing Sundays, like going around stately homes, like a pair of Tudor wenches.
Yeah.
Beth does an amazing roast. That's a lovely day.
We do roast for like lots of mates. We'll invite lots of mates round and do a Sunday roast. Yeah. That's really nice, really fun.
Yeah, I love a country
Brick Lane
walk.
We do a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see, yeah, that's the thing. The dog walk, country walk thing is particularly. And you have to, you know, that your spontaneous Sunday, which I'm now calling it, is something you don't necessarily get. Because with kids, you have to plan all that stuff, right?
That's the difference.
And also, it turns out these little fuckers have opinions now.
Don't want to do that.
So what do you want to do? And you have to give them a choice. I'm not for that, really. But that's, you know, that tends to happen. What do you want to do? Do you want to go to, because we're quite near the beach. We live quite near Whitstable.
Oh,
do you
want
to go to the beach? Do you want to go to the woods?
Nice,
do you want to do, so it's all that, which is all great. Of course, but sometimes I do sort of go, I wish I could go and sit on the pavement and drink Red Stripe.
with a man I woke up
on the tube. That's what I want on a Sunday.
But that is, that's, I think, you've got to embrace the spontaneity of single life. I think that you've got to sort of change your mindset when you're single and just be open. And we have this sort of fear of making plans almost now.
Yeah.
Because somebody will be
massive commitment phones with our social life.
And because of things like that, meeting that guy and doing that, I'll get friends from back home that are like, could I come up and visit you in 3 months' time on this weekend? And I'm like,
I'll be waking men up on the tube.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what will happen. Me and Lucy might be in bed all day looking at memes, like going, what are we doing with our lives and crying? Or you could be having a date like that, or something like this football thing could come up. You never know what's going to come up. So we do get a fear of when people ask us what we're doing. Do you know what's the worst question anyone can ask?
Oh, no.
Sorry, we were talking about this recently, me and my friend Mike, where people go, oh, what are you up to Thursday?
I don't know.
Fuck off. Like, because I just think you could be asking me to help you do some DIY, John.
Yeah.
Or have your kids and do some DIY. So if I go, yeah, I'm free, and then you say that, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Or I could go, oh, I'm not free. And
then it's awful.
Because DiCaprio's in town. I know him really well. We're having some drinks in Soho. Then, of course, I will make myself free. Can we just make an agreement to stop asking people what they're doing?
Or just stay in
Tell
that
them
message.
What it is. You've got
Are
to stay
you around
in the message.
On Thursday to do this.
Yeah.
I hate when people... Yeah. If people
hate
are like, oh,
it.
What are you up to on this weekend? It's like, I don't know, because my answer depends on what you're about to ask me.
Yeah. So can
it's like
that
when people
be a
say,
thing?
can I ask you a favour? And you go, well, it depends what it is.
Yeah, you can ask it.
Yeah,
I'll probably lie and say I can't do it for lying reasons.
We're such giving single people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're really helpful.
No, but that's what's changed a lot. I don't like putting things in the diary too much. And that's part of the job as well. You know, if you're an actor and writer, you don't know what's going to come up.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to, you don't want to be letting people down.
But... And that's the thing is that you have, there is this kind of, not pressure, I guess, but on making your Sunday really enjoyable. And at the end of a Sunday going, oh, I feel like I really have enjoyed
as a kid,
today.
Right? So as a kid myself, on a Sunday, I was also given a choice, right, by my parents, or my mum specifically. My mum's quite churchy, right?
Right.
So I grew up going to Sunday school, right? And that was a thing.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
No, that was Mondays, child abuse in our house.
What colour's Monday again?
That's why it's red.
Yeah, that's why it's red.
That's right. And the child abuse on the Sunday church issue was I'm going to church, you're going to church, you're going to Sunday school. And what you have to do, you go and you got 15 minutes in the actual service to sing a couple of hymns. And then you got sent upstairs to the Sunday school place where, I don't know, whatever they did and read Bible stories at you or something. But it turned into kind of, a social life. As I kind of got older, it was more of a sort of, you know, your mates are there as well. Because none of us believed a word of it, but
yeah,
it was
no,
just
it's
a place
really
to go.
Out, yeah.
And it was it was exactly that. And it was what used to happen, which I this isn't the first time I've said this because I've written about this before. So it's not a revelation. But most people of that age going to Sunday school were just, because upstairs in the church there were loads of rooms off the main room, and everyone just used to go in there and wank each other off or finger each other. That was what was going on.
Was that going on at your Sunday school?
And that was
not with me.
That was
I had a couple of Embassy Number One round the back of the thing, and
that was all going on.
No one wanted to get off with me when I was in my teens, really.
Oh.
That's why I made make up for it on Sundays now.
So, and then I complained about, you know, Sunday school generally, and then I was given the choice of that, or I could go and play rugby. I mean, look, do I look like a rugby player, really? but I did. I'm so annoyed and sick of Sunday school.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and play rugby. For
sick
the...
of all the fingering.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can have too much of it.
You know, too much of a good thing.
And frankly, that's what scrums are for.
Transferable skills.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I was kind of given a choice. So my Sunday... But I was wondering about that issue when, you know, your Sundays are dictated to you. And then that first bit when you are off the leash... of I can just do what I want.
Yeah.
And I suppose that was really, I don't know, when I went to uni or something, when you're when every day's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And you just sort of go, oh, just, you know.
Yeah.
Just take it as it comes. Wrong expression.
But you sort of, you spend more at uni because all the student nights are like Tuesday and Thursday nights. You don't tend to be so hungover on the weekend at uni.
Oh, I was permanently hungover.
Were you? I drink more now than I did at uni, I think. But yeah, we used to go out during the week more. And weekends would be a little bit more chilled and going home for the weekend, maybe. And
yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, it was, and Sundays, I suppose, then became a travelling day, didn't it? Because you had to get back and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. Less exciting and, less roast because we didn't have any fucking money to buy stuff to make a roast. It's expensive making a roast.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, and
going
for one.
We do our little Waitrose shop. We're like, it's worth it.
No, totally worth it. But, yeah, it's not a cheap thing. So probably not a student. I don't have any real memories of Sundays. Maybe I was wrecked.
I don't. Because I was in a relationship from 16. So
Jesus.
I guess for 16, 15 years, it was just like couple-y Sundays. Like I never really had fun on a Sunday. And now we're making up for it.
Yeah.
But it is. It's like we had. I had a very nice Sunday. Before the bank holiday, of like getting drunk and punting down the river in Oxford,
nice.
Going for a pub lunch, punting back, going, getting more drunk. It was just
the
pub lunch, the
pub lunch Sunday vibe that does stay the same because
I used to really enjoy that. I know it's cliche, but I love it.
Absolutely, and I used to like that. You know, at all walks when I was five, I thought nothing of ambling down to the pub. But my dad used to take us for what he called pop and crisps. I now know it's an excuse for him to go to the pub.
And
come on, kids, let's go for pop and Chris.
I'm
desperate for a pint. Please, let's go. And so they, but in those days, he used to go into the pub, and me and my sister would stay in the car. He'd bring the pop and a bottle of pop.
You weren't allowed out of the car.
I wasn't allowed out of the car. I lived in the car park. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, like David Cameron.
Yes,
just leaving you there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he leaves in the car.
Oh, hilarious!
Amazing. I don't think you'd be allowed to do that now.
No.
And
you can if you're David Cameron.
That was his adventure. He goes into the pub. We stay in the car.
we thought that was great. Oh no, David
oh.
Cameron left his kid in the pub, didn't he?
So then he got in the car. Yeah, you're right. But that pub lunch fight, that going to the pub thing for Sunday lunch, there's just something, I don't know, about that. And that stays with you, though.
Even
with kids, because the kids now, and I don't leave them in the car, but they, you know, they kind of like doing that too.
Yeah.
Or else.
Yeah, exactly. We make them like it, don't we? No, it's such a nice thing to do. So nice.
It just fit, yeah, and it is. It's very British, isn't it? Because we've had a couple of Americans on that are like, oh, we kind of have brunches, but that real, like, big Sunday lunch thing.
I hope it stays. I hope the Sunday vibe stays. Because
what, after Brexit?
After Brexit. Because it could. they want to take our Sundays away, don't
they?
Yeah,
they do want to take our Sundays
bloody
away.
European.
Bloody Europe. No, I won't have bloody croissants on a Sunday. Oh, no, I will actually. I quite like croissants. I want
my Sundays to be bendy. I want to be bendy. And the right shade of red. Brussels.
You don't have beaches in your... Oh, no, you do. Yeah.
Really nice.
Big meals. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
Shit.
Yeah.
What did we do on Sunday in Portugal when we lived in Portugal?
When we lived in Portugal for a week last October.
That's not living in Portugal. That's a holiday.
No, we
always say we lived somewhere.
A callback to Beth's
to my
foiled.
Sitcom, which is currently out. Nice segue, Luce. Thanks.
Yeah.
BBC Sounds. I don't know. But everything shuts down there because it's very religious. Portugal.
Yeah.
Famously.
Oh, yeah, everywhere was shut.
Yeah, and literally, we just went up and rang that bell.
Do you think we've got the... What bell?
This boy I'd met at the beginning of the week. No, there's a tower with a big
We wandered bell. In and they just kind of went, oh, would you like to
well,
ring the bell?
Happen,
and
it?
We
yeah.
were like, yes,
€2.
This is the sign we send for the fingering to commence in the church downstairs.
Oh, my God, you think that's what it was?
Oh, my God. I used to... But this is the thing, I used to love church because... And I went for years. I went to Catholic school and primary and secondary. And my parents aren't Catholic, but my grandparents are.
Yeah.
So every Sunday we'd go, and I did the Sunday school thing and then carried on going to church youth club when I was in secondary school. We didn't do drama in my school. So for me, church was just my only chance to show off. I'd do the offertory. I'd do readings. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
So that was
actually...
It's
very theatrical, isn't it?
Yeah, it was,
it?
Yeah. And that was part... And I love incense as well. So and altar boys. and guitars as well. I used to play guitar for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and I fucking love singing. So, like, the hymns thing, walking up the offertory, giving everyone a little wink as you walk past with the bread. Like,
oh, it is lovely. I'm an atheist, but being in, like, we've got Winchester Cathedral and just wandering around there on a Sunday when the choir are practicing.
So nice.
Is
and I love hymns. So, actually, I always had a fondness for Sundays. Mm. And lots of my mates would be like, oh, God, church. And I'd be like, yeah, bloody great.
Yeah.
And again, didn't believe any of it.
Not a word of it. But,
and the church
stories are very good.
My mum said to me, because I also am atheist, my mum obviously still goes to church and is quite active within the church community, I believe they call it, you know, like a paedophile. And she said to me once, because I think it was like Christmas, because who doesn't like a Christmas carol? And
nobody.
She said to me, how can you sing Christmas carols when you don't believe any of it? And I was like,
it's a nice song.
I like Puff the Magic Dragon too, yeah. But necessarily.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I suppose, yeah. But that was, but I
Beatles didn't really live in a yellow submarine. <Yeah. mum. laughs>
She probably thinks so. But that introduction to how Sundays are different and that the world shuts down a bit thing, I think is definitely part of it. Definitely part of the way Sundays are spread. And I think we cling on to it. I think I try to get that back every Sunday. I don't want to waste one. Sort of go, it's Sunday. I need to feel Sunday-ish about this. And I think that's kind of crucial.
So, I mean, we've kind of touched on it, but we do ask everyone, so at this moment in time in your life, what would your perfect Sunday look like?
For the kids to fuck off to a party. Or anywhere. I don't care. And I can lie on the sofa
just
and
so
watch
something.
Just so you
can
wake
up and
go. Is that what you do? You just lie on the sofa?
I think, well, I tell myself that. My problem is, whenever I think I need to watch that film or need to watch something that, you know, I've been meaning to get around to watching, and I have very little time to do that, because if you have children, that doesn't happen. And then I think I should watch some of the classics. You know, I should think, oh, I should watch 8 and a half, or I should, you know, find something on Netflix that I've been meaning to watch forever. And then in the end, if I do get an hour, I'll watch, you know, half of Ant-Man and the Wasp or something. That's what I do. But I guess if my kids went out and I had like a couple of hours, I'd probably, that would be quite perfect to sort of lie on the sofa.
Sure.
Because that doesn't happen anymore. You just don't get time to do it. Ever, because they don't let you. So
it's funny. We were talking this morning about the kids thing, and you know, we're both sort of in the same camp with the kids thing. Like, we always thought we'd have them, probably, and we both like kids. But if sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you go, "Oh, this might not happen." Then okay, fine. How do I feel about that?
You can honestly rent mine. I've been telling you. And if you don't like it, you can give them back after
a
month
for me
or
to
so.
Finish the sentence. And Tom Price was talking about bath time, whatever. And I thought, see, I don't have that desire to do all of those things. I actually really love my life. And I don't go, oh, God, I wish I was driving kids to rugby now. And kids are lovely. And, of course, you love them. And that's a really special, amazing thing. There's also loads of other great things about life. And it's just a funny sort of thing that you think about.
So Beth's basically making you feel so much better about having your Sundays taken up by
it's
your
like,
children.
It's like being, I think the kids thing, it's like the
it's
being
profound.
In a relationship versus being single. There's fucking great things about being in a relationship, shit things about being in a relationship, great things about being single, shit things about being single. I don't think that either one is better than the other. Mm. And I think that having kids and not having kids is the same.
Well, okay, well, this is how we should do it then, because you're right, you're exactly right. There's good and bad in all of that. There's good and bad in everything, someone wants. Sang. So what we should do as a society, right, we should come up with a we can make this work here and now, and from now on people listening to this can go, oh, we'll buy into that.
You're going to try and get us to have your kids again on a Sunday,
basically, yeah. but there's a bigger picture, not just Sunday. So what we do is we alternate as a society. We all have to agree, obviously, but so everyone gets a shot on Monday, say, of being married with kids, right? Everyone,
yeah,
whether you are or not. And then on Tuesday, Right, everyone just goes, that's single day, isn't it? We're all single
is
on a Tuesday.
Is this just polyamorous
fucking great
relationship?
Basically, yeah. I think that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And on a Wednesday, the people who want kids and they want to look after some kid and do kid things on a Wednesday can do that on a Wednesday. Like, they've got to pick them up from school and take them to Cubs. And you just basically, we share everything.
And literally, you get the best and worst of all.
Exactly.
How things probably used to work.
I don't know. Because is this what Mormons do?
Is this a cult?
Yeah. We started a cult.
There we go.
Perfect. That's why I came here today, I think. I fucking love cults.
If we've achieved nothing else, we've got a new cult.
Yeah. But I remember reading about why women, their periods get in sync when they live together.
Yeah.
And that's because of when we evolved, it made sense for women to have children at the same time, so that if they ovulate at the same time, they're more likely to be pregnant and have children at the same time. So makes they can, sense. If anyone dies, you can breastfeed each other's kids, you can kind of just share. And it worked as a society, sharing, Lord knows
breast
how
milk.
Much they shared. But yeah, I think that, and things used to be a lot more like sharing people's children, like aunties and cousins, and people used
husbands.
To we'd spend husbands yeah, if you're lucky but I agree with you. I think that's great.
It's right, a great
idea, isn't it? We're starting a cult.
And then
go.
All the kids, though, they have to agree, like, we won't just look after our parents, we'll look after everyone else as well. Everyone has to look after each other when they're old too, not just the kids.
I'm like counting on my nieces and nephews. If I'm not going to do this kids thing, I'm like, you better look after me, like bribing them with concert tickets and stuff, and I'm like, you better look after me.
Yeah.
Although some people's kids are absolute cunts and they don't look after them. So it's not a guarantee, is
it? It's not a surefire
guarantee. That's true,
yeah.
You could end up with a couple of cunty kids, couldn't
you? Yeah.
But only for Wednesday. Give them back on Thursday. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to need looking after as well.
You'll have a 25-year-old boyfriend to look after you.
Oh, this needs wiping again.
I'll be like the Anna Nicole Smith in reverse. I'll be 89 in my wheelchair with my Portuguese boyfriend leading me down the aisle.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Come along, dear. Let's drink Red Stripe on the pavement.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hope we're still doing Brick Lane when we're like 70.
Oh, we will be. It'd be a nightmare wheelchair on Brick Lane, though, wouldn't
it? Wouldn't it? Oh, they'll be really advanced by then. We'll be in like motorised, shock-absorbing.
Yes, we'll be on Segway.
Hover chairs.
We'll be on hover chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
John, the other thing we like to ask people is, this is really hard, isn't it? Because we chop and change it. Yeah. Like, it's quite a hard, because there are so many. So we ask people.
Not for John, or maybe more for John.
Well, exactly. So we like to know, if you wake up on a Sunday morning and you put the radio on in the kitchen,
yeah,
what would be the perfect song to be on? Or just a song that makes you feel Sunday-like.
A Sunday-ish song.
Yes, a Sunday-ish song.
Well, that would have to be a hymn. No, that wouldn't be a hymn. That'd be what my mum would listen to.
Carl, I also want to know your favourite hymn.
All things bright and beautiful.
Do.
Oh, my favourite hymn?
Yeah.
All right, I'll hang on to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose I don't. This sounds weird coming from someone who's worked in music radio a lot, but I. If I was just getting up and then the radio comes on, I don't want music in the morning. I want speech radio.
Yes, but we're putting together a
layer. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, that's true, you are. Yeah.
Sorry, so I thought you were John Holmes off of XFM. That's literally what Radio X.
John Holmes hates music.
Yeah.
All music I hate. If you could put on your playlist the Today programme, that would be marvellous. Okay, that's a fair question. All right, well, I would say... it didn't necessarily make me feel Sunday-ish, but it's going to take me right back to those early Sundays, in church, right? Because and not the downstairs bit, but the upstairs. And now we all know what went on upstairs.
The sexy time,
where I may have, and I'm not saying I did, but I may have been with a girl, right? While listening to a Walkman.
Oh, hello. Leonardo DiCaprio-wise. Oh, I don't know if we can say that. You might have to get rid of that, Dave.
I don't think DiCaprio would listen.
He probably isn't listening to this. Where it seems that the tempo makes this seem inappropriate.
Inappropriate?
I don't know what that is.
Him-appropriate.
Thank you. Very good. Very good. But the tempo of 2 Minutes to Midnight by Iron Maiden, right, makes...
makes that sort of foreplay seem...
Wow.
You want that on our playlist.
Not a bit of Marvin Gaye.
Well, I do. Or... I do. No, I do want that on your playlist because it's if you are you have to get up on a Sunday with a hangover, then Iron Maiden is the way to go. That's what I'm going to throw that in there and disrupt your playlist horribly.
And just really quickly before we go, because I've just seen the time and I could do this all day. What's your favourite hymn? It's very rare I get a fellow recovering Catholic in. So nice to discuss hymns.
I am going to go for When a Knight Won His Spurs. Do you know that? The stories of old. He was gentle and brave. He was gallant and bold.
Gosh.
I remember that.
I don't know. But
put it on the playlist.
How great
You get a bonus When a Knight Won His Spurs.
Amazing.
All right. Yeah, I'll have a listen to that.
Yeah, I'll have a listen to that. It's classic. It's
just
classic of its kind.
After I asked you, and I think mine is How Great Thou Art.
Really?
You know that one?
I do know that
sings
one,
sings my soul, my
used to love singing
God
hymns
to
at
thee.
School. Absolutely loved
Jerusalem.
It.
I mean, that's a classic, isn't
it's
it?
It's a classic.
You need
that's
a side hymn playlist.
Classic stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much, John, for joining
us. You're very welcome.
We're not having your children this Sunday.
No, we're not having your children. John Holmes, we are not having your
you
children.
You wait till you come into my cult.
I can't wait for the cult. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us, John.
Thank you.
Come by Sunday. Make it after 3. Come by Sunday.